This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Nuvo with Mia and Mietta. Mietta and Mia are Nuvo queer on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome back to Nuvo. Very sorry for that hard start. We did not mean to cut off Science Queries.
We love, all love to Miss Science Queries.
We love Science Queries so much, but it just happened automatically. But so very sorry about that. Here we are, bang
but
on
we
seven.
Are Nuvo. Happy to be with you tonight.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Mietta.
I am Mia.
I was like, you can introduce yourself. I was going to introduce you. But we've got some news. We're not usually a news show, but we weren't sure whether we should acknowledge it. But the Pope has passed.
Pope has passed away.
I only found out today. Mm-hmm. I was a little late to the party. I'm not going to lie. The funeral.
Rocked up at your door and you said, the Pope has passed away.
I found out.
Yes, he has.
Seconds before you arrived. I just happened to have the news on. I was about to turn it off because you were coming up in the elevator. And then I went, oh my gosh, the Pope has passed.
And I saw it last night. I found out last night. And my mother said, well, we have to see Conclave.
Yeah.
Well, we have to see Conclave. We have to keep up to date with what's going to happen now. And so I saw the movie Conclave this morning. Oh, fantastic movie, can I just say.
Which brilliant. You told me is the name of the process in choosing
the
Pope.
Yeah, it's called a papal conclave, which is basically a gathering of the cardinals all 80 years of age or under to elect a new pope. And they basically have to have a 2/3 majority is required for an election, and they just continue until the majority's released. And once they find a pope, there'll be white smoke.
I did know that they held them until they made a decision. They forced them to make a decision. Yes. They have to stay there. It could be days or weeks or how. I mean, I would love to know what the longest time was.
I think there was one that lasted about 3 years or something. If I'm not mistaken, could very well be mistaken. But I think it took a while.
The food would have to be good. I mean, well, maybe they just wanted to stick around.
The nuns, the sisters in the house prepare it, I believe.
Could be brilliant.
Could be delicious. Yeah. Who knows? So that was, and look, I must admit, that was a really good movie. And now I'm informed. Now I know what's going on. But
I like picking a jury when they're making a verdict.
Yeah.
I would love to be on a jury. I know so many
people. You want to get jury duty?
Yeah. So many people, hate the fact that it could ever happen to them, but I'm just waiting.
I think it would be so case dependent, but if it was, I don't know, something that I feel like I could have a hand in, it'd be a bit of fun. I'd like to be in the know. I always like to know what's going on, so I'd like to know the tea.
I would just love the legal drama of it all, and I would keep us in the jury deciding room for as long as physically possible.
You would be the new sense of the group.
Exactly. Conclave, what's your verdict on that?
On the movie?
Yeah, rate it.
Oh, I would say a 10 out of 10. Yeah. It's nice to see a film that isn't just a sequel or a remake nowadays.
And nice to see sort of a Christian, type film around the Easter period.
And
remind us what it's all about.
How was your Easter, darling?
My Easter was lovely. Mm-hmm. I went to my dad's hometown and we went to an Easter parade. They have an Easter show and it was a really lovely weekend. Saw my nan, the fam.
Oh, that sounds very sweet. Lovely. Yeah. Very nice.
How about you?
Oh, very chill. Very, very chill. I went out for a lovely lunch with my family and I went on a walk around Fitzroy with my parents, which
was
lovely.
Nice.
And then
there's actually nothing nicer than a walk with your family.
It was really lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't do a whole lot, so that was really nice.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, tonight's night is all about conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any about Easter. But we're going to go through the Katy Perry space conspiracy theory.
Yes, I'm sure we're all aware.
Heard, but
someone went to space.
Gone up to space.
Mm.
Some other conspiracy theories. And we're also going to read one out about aliens and ask you about any alien experiences or encounters, maybe.
We want to hear if you've ever had anything spooky happen to you. Have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever been abducted by an alien?
We might put that question out now. You can start messaging in. to 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. But first, we're going to go to a song. This song is one of our personal favorites, Got to Be Real. As opposed to a conspiracy theory. It's closely linked, but it's kind of, it's almost there.
Welcome back to Nouveau here on Joy 94.9 with Mia and Mieta. We are chatting all things conspiracy theories with you folks tonight.
We're not big conspiracy theorists ourselves, but we're fascinated by the culture.
Yeah, I enjoy a conspiracy theory, even if I don't believe it per se.
I like to hear what it's all about.
Exactly. So tell me what's going on with Miss Katy Perry and the ladies going into space. I cannot believe we're even entertaining this. Yet here we go.
First I heard of it was there was a lot of hate going towards Katy Perry.
And that was from me.
But I didn't know why. I knew that it was somehow space related. And then actually while I was on this Easter trip, my nana said to us at our breakfast, Katy Perry, I think she faked that moon. Not moon landing, but what did I do?
Katy Perry landed on the moon in 11 minutes.
They only just got into space. I think they may have even been in a layer in between.
She was in a helicopter. he went into the sky and came back down.
I think it was something like that.
What are you talking about?
And my nan said, this did not happen. This was faked. She had seen...
Your nan's a Katy Perry truther. She knows what really went down.
Clearly a Katy Perry hater. Mm. And she'd seen this video they must have landed on something. There was some point where they could get out of the craft that they were in, the spacecraft or rocket. I don't know these words.
The ship.
the ship that they were
The
in.
Ship of space.
Yes. The submarine that they were on.
Yeah, of course.
And she opened the door just a little bit. And apparently if you open a door at that layer that they were on, something bad would happen. So it needs to be opened from the outside.
Right.
And then she kind of closed it.
Oh, so she made an oopsie.
This is all allegedly.
Right.
And she went, got to wait for Jeff Bezos to open it for me electronically. Mm. And then it happened. And then she stepped out or whatever.
See, I believe, I don't know about all that. Maybe that did happen, but I just think that's faulty wiring from Bezos's end, if anything. I think she did actually go to space, but I do believe that it was only for 11 minutes and that it was the most ridiculous marketing ploy.
Look, I think Jeff Bezos was trying to do something for women, something for...
I don't want it. No.
I know. I think he thought he was doing something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's send a bunch of women up.
Women are in space. But oh my God.
Yeah, because it was setting a record.
Yeah.
But instead of going, let's choose a bunch of astronauts who are women who have been training for this their entire lives, they said, let's just... Let rich
you know
people
who we
buy
need?
It.
Katy Perry.
Well, it was people who could afford it. I mean, I would love to know exactly how much it was, but I think it was, millions and millions of dollars to have
just
the ticket.
Crazy. A ridiculous.
Oh, I'm getting
of
a
wealth.
10 through the window. Apparently, it was $10
yes,
million.
It was $10 million
dollars
for 11 minutes.
But
for what?
Then I do believe that she had the right to do it. If you've got the money to do it, why can't she? I mean, Jeff Bezos should have given the tickets to other people. But if it was up for auction and she bought it, she's got every right.
I just think that's where you're going to put your $10 million.
She was not the only one. We're focusing too much on Katy Perry.
Yeah. She's just makes me mad constantly. She just keeps doing things that really annoy me.
Look, the latest stuff is bad, but I'm an old Katy stan from way back.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she was the moment.
She.
Many moments ago.
Whatever her tour was in like.
To say on Joy.
2012, 2014. Yeah, she ruled that era. Absolutely.
How do you feel about this spacecraft crew / dinner party? Would you go to this dinner party? Katy Perry, obviously. Gail King. Are you familiar with Gail King's work?
Briefly.
A very good friend of
Oprah's.
Allegedly life partner. Life partner. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have been partners in business and life and they live together.
So
and
historians
allegedly.
Would say they're best friends, but perhaps there's a little bit more to it.
I think it just is what it is.
Yeah.
you know, and but I just think it's an interesting choice of person to go up into space.
Yeah.
Oprah's gal pal. And then Jeff Bezos's gal pal, his fiance. Just chuck my girlfriend up there.
Cool. Okay.
And then here in this article, it says, and several other formidable women.
Oh, now, who don't get a mention?
I've looked into this a little bit more. And we've got an engineer / advocate, an entrepreneur, activist, and then a film producer, socialite. So, you know, women who could afford
but
it.
But mention Oprah's bestie, but you're not mentioning the engineers and the entrepreneurs and the activists.
Look, I struggle with names. I could have
no,
an
not
attempt
you
at these people's names.
No. Not you specifically. You know, I mean, actually, the article referring to them as other formidable women.
Formidable women. I mean, what does that even mean? Just that they're very financially successful.
crazy.
But Katy Perry, look, I mean, we'll put that out to the people as well. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Do you think it's okay she went up there? Do you think maybe it should have gone to someone else? Or do you think it never should have happened? How do you feel about these celebrity space missions?
Let us know.
Yeah. 0427JOY949. And any other conspiracy theories or things that have happened to you?
Yeah, we want to know.
In our final segment, we'll have a look at what you guys have sent in.
Yeah.
We have one more conspiracy theory that we want to quickly get done in this segment that came to me through... you guys seem to love a dating anecdote. I'll give you one more. Came to me through a date that I went on. Mm-hmm. This man had been my flower delivery man for many years at this point. There was a vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. And one time he asked me out on a date, and I went out on this date, and I really didn't know much more about him other than our very short interactions at the foyer of my building.
Yes, you know? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, cute, my age, like, yeah. we'll go with it.
Sure.
And I go on this date. It's not going particularly well. Maybe I just, it was a bit too much of a, this is too much of a meet cute fantasy that just was not working. But we go back to just, you know, have a drink at mine. And he looks over at the Emerson, which is a gay club on a Sunday. It's called Sun Gaze. And they have the flags up and stuff. And I told him that my parents are gay and, you know, I'm a queer woman. And I just, he hadn't responded to that yet. But then he looks over and he goes, ugh,
ooh,
that propaganda. Those gays are just recruiting people to be gay.
Oh.
Which I think was an odd choice of conspiracy theory to share with a gaybe.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But he then proceeded to say that all professional sport is rigged. Every AFL match, he could guess it.
I wish it was.
Yeah, he said he actually can't put bets on stuff because he's too good at it and he knows the formula.
Oh, okay.
And he's worried he's going to be caught. And the final one was when I was kicking him out, because after, to be honest, I think the gay propaganda recruiting comment was maybe the last one.
That's criminal. I would
And I was saying, look, we're done
sprinting
here.
Sprinting at that point.
Well,
yeah.
I couldn't sprint. It was my own apartment. Yeah, I was trying to get him out. I was terrified, doll. I was actually scared at this point. I'm not going to lie.
That sounds a bit scary.
And I'm sort of pushing him out the door. And then he sort of goes into defensive mode. And he goes, I wouldn't have kissed you anyway because of all of that tap water you were drinking at dinner. And I
said, the who, what, oh, come
on. And I should have just like ignored it and just gone, okay, goodbye. But I was like, hang on, I've got to follow that up. What exactly do
a
you
quick follow-up question
mean by that? What about the tap water is so, like, you know, contagious?
And I asked you the same question. What did he mean by that?
And he
the
said,
tap water?
He said, well, you know, the government are putting stuff in our tap water. And I said, fluoride? That's why our teeth don't fall out. Like, we live longer than ever. Like, of course the government are putting stuff in our water, but it's not dangerous.
Do you know what? I'm glad you didn't kiss him. I'm glad he didn't want to kiss you because
I did not
want to.
The assumption.
Yeah, the assumption's crazy as well.
Yeah, I was trying to kick him out. And then I was kind of, this is so egotistical of me, but I was scared he was like going to come back and try and kill me or something.
No, I mean, unfortunately, scary fear, but yeah.
Yeah, I did sleep on the couch with a knife, ready for this homophobic tap water hater to come back.
Hey, maybe he's onto something. Who knows?
And that's my conspiracy theory. We're going to go to our next song, which is, I'll let you introduce this one, Dawn, one of your favorite artists.
I love her. This is Alien Superstar by Beyoncé.
Please do not be alarmed. Remain calm.
Hope you're having a fabulous evening. You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Nuvo with Mia and Mieta. And tonight we are talking all things conspiracy theories. We've done our Katy Perry space conspiracy theory, some ones about tap water and all professional support being sport being rigged. I mean, so far, we're not believing any of them. We're sticking with the science. But have we found one that we can get into?
Well, I was watching... I love a documentary. I love any type of true crime documentary or any type of unsolved phenomena that's happened. Yeah. And I found this alien documentary that actually, it made me question some things. So I thought, okay, I'm going to share it with the people and we'll see what we think. We'll see what we think at the end. So it's 1989 and we're going to start with Bud. He is an alien abduction investigator and an author of several books about aliens. He conducts support group sessions for alien abduction survivors and claims to, quote unquote, recover these patients by putting them under hypnosis and taking them back to the time of the abduction to recover their memories.
And bringing it all back up for them again.
Yeah.
That's so helpful. He can see...
And it's, do you know what? I'm not really sure what the outcome's meant to be from that. I think, if anything, it's just to prove that he can do it. But supposedly, okay, there's many people in this group and he's supporting many alien abductees through this. Mm-hmm. So now we turn to Linda, who, after reading Bud's book, wrote him a letter claiming that she was a 41-year-old wife and mother and could only read a portion of the book because she had to put it down out of fear because she said, "That happened to me." Oh. So she couldn't read it. She said, "Oh, I know this feeling all too well."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is what happened in November 1989. Linda sensed a presence in the room. She stands up to check behind the curtains and gets thrown back into her bed, paralyzed. Suddenly, she's floated up off her bed and out her bedroom window into a giant red light in the sky.
Okay.
Which is all well and good, sure. However, 23 eyewitnesses claimed that this happened. 23 people said that this happened. And okay, when she contacted Bud, he did his hypnosis session with her, and everything she said had happened that she saw under the hypnosis session, the witnesses agreed with, confirmed that that's what they saw.
I mean,
the stories 21 matched.
21 witnesses. That's 23.
23. Then Linda was bothered by a lump on her nose. She gets an x-ray and the doctor says, "Oh, it's from nose surgery." And she has a scar from the surgery inside of her nose made by a scalpel. The gag is Linda's never had any nose surgery.
And the doctor confirmed that?
The doctor said, yeah, okay, there's a scrape in there. Oh, not a scrape, sorry, a scar. A scar from
and no
stitching
record
of
any mm-mm surgery. Okay.
So what Bud and Linda think is it's from an alien who tried to probe her. So, very interesting. But this evidence, this quote unquote.
You never want to hear that word again. No. Continue.
So this quote unquote evidence was huge for Bud. This was his radiologic smoking gun. He thought, this proves everything. So Linda and Bud went to a UFO conference, which I would love to attend one of those. Didn't know they exist, but yes, please, to make the case public. Linda became a bit of a public figure. She went on to be on Oprah, a whole lot of big talk shows, on the news, talking about her experience. Then one night she wakes up and feels something going down her throat. She starts coughing and stumbles into the living room where she sees her whole family standing there with nosebleeds out of their right nostril, paralyzed.
Did the family remember this happening?
And now this is the thing. Bud's wife, Carol, is here throughout all this as well. She's a filmmaker and starts to document.
Oh, Bud's a guy.
Bud's a guy, yes. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. So Bud's wife, Carol, starts to document all this because she's thinking, this is sounding a bit fishy. Let me start to get the evidence. And she finds out that all the witnesses that claimed that they saw the UFO that night and saw Linda in the air, all their stories weren't the same. She couldn't get onto any of them after the night. And there was one that wrote in a letter of witness and the handwriting matched Linda's completely. So she thinks that Linda was forging the whole thing and thinks that she made up the entire
event. Yeah, that's sounding a little more
event.
Likely, isn't it?
Yes, and she thinks that she coaxed her son and husband
into lying
her, that, oh yes, we were paralyzed and our noses were bleeding.
Damn.
But then the other side of the coin is Linda and Bud were getting quite close throughout all this because Linda, unfortunately, was constantly experiencing alien abductions and had to constantly seek out Bud for reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
So they started to develop a little special relationship there. But then the story thickens when Linda becomes really paranoid. So Bud decides to wire Linda for her everyday life. Just in case something happens, they'll have an audio recording of it. Then Linda gets kidnapped. So she gets kidnapped by these two guys and there's a whole lot of screaming and there's a voice recording of them saying, you're a half, claiming that she's half alien and they wanted to expose her.
This is the CIA, is it?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Keyword.
Keyword here, allegedly.
Little convenient with the timing of the being, getting the microphone on you and then being kidnapped.
Exactly. And that happened within days. Within days,
but
she
again,
was mic'd
up. What if that really happened to her? Then I feel terrible for even saying that.
But I almost think sometimes it's easier to believe that it's a conspiracy rather than being like, because, the CIA wouldn't actually kidnap someone and think that she's an alien and try, I'm going to say it again, probing her and whatnot. Surely not, but anything's possible, I guess.
Look, the universe is so large that, it is difficult to believe that we are the only living beings in the entire universe. So I wouldn't, boo any.
No, and the thing is, Linda's story, it's sounding, there's some inconsistencies.
Yeah,
and
it's just her story in particular is a little.
Specific. Yeah, and Carol then went on to write an essay exposing them both and calling it an elaborate hoax and kind of debunked the whole thing.
Yeah, look, I'm trusting the documentary maker.
Yeah, in this instance, me too. However, I do think that you'd be a fool to think that we're the only people on this entire universe.
Way.
We can't be.
Yeah.
Where the aliens are and what's going on with them, that I'm not too sure about. But they've got to be here somewhere, I think.
And you do hear of people having ghost experiences. I feel like so many people have them.
Absolutely.
We're yet to check if anyone's messaged in with theirs, but we will read those out in the last segment. And if you have a ghost story, message in to 0427JOY949. We have another song coming up. This is Video Killed the Radio Star. You're listening to Nuvo with Mia and Mietta. We've got another track for you. This is Would Not Change a Thing by Soul Conspiracy. How fitting.
Welcome back to Nuvo here on Joy 94.9 with Mia and Mietta. We have been chatting about some conspiracy theories. We had a little alien chit-chat before. We've been asking if you've had any ghost encounters. Have you?
Oh, great minds.
Well, myself, I haven't. My mother has, though. She said she woke up one night and she
Everyone's mother has.
Everyone's. It really is so true. Everyone's mother has to have had some type of ghost experience. Yeah. It has to go something like she was pinned to her bed and all of her clothes were flying around the room and she couldn't stop it.
Whoa, that's quite an intense one. That's more than I was expecting.
Not sure what was up with that.
Was she
good?
Sleeping at the time? Or?
She swears she was awake.
What had happened just before? Was she just laying watching TV or?
You know what? Not really sure of what was happening before or after that. I just know about that one little moment there. But I think
I would
she
have
was,
had so many questions.
No, do you know what? I'm pretty sure she was asleep, but she woke up. It swears that it wasn't a dream. Swear she actually woke up. And then that happened. But I'm not sure who, because
I believe her.
I believe it too. But my thinking is, who was the spirit? Do you know what I mean? Was it just a random ghost or a random spirit? Or was that someone coming to have a chat to her?
I think if you're in touch, with yourself and, your ancestors. And I think if you've had someone very close to you pass, I do sort of believe that people can have these people come to them in a dream or they can, see them or have a vision of some sort. And my grandmother says that happens to her sort of like not irregularly.
Mm.
She'll see like her mother or, something like that. And then my mom says that she's like swears that she saw her dad like up in our attic one day.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And he helped her find a dress.
It'd be a bit too confronting for me, I think. I don't think I'd actually want to see a past loved one face to face, like as a ghost. I'd be like, oh, no, you do your thing. You do your thing. I like knowing that you're there, but I don't need to see you necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the people who have had these experiences often say it was surprisingly comforting.
Yeah, that's
just to see
true.
Them at peace, you mm-hmm. know, particularly if they had maybe like a difficult end or something. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what like really important information my great grandmother gave to my grandmother. There was something that like she warned her about something.
On.
Yeah. And like, because in she says that, like she came to her in a dream and she told, oh, I think a child was like coughing in the house. I think she was babysitting or something. And her mom was like, okay, you should go, like, you know, give that child something or like pat its back. I don't know. Something like that. Said, like, oh, you know, wake up, mm-hmm. like, you know, like your grandchild's coughing.
Oh, I'd love know, to
something
get,
like that.
I'd love to get a message from someone yeah. beyond the grave, but I wouldn't necessarily like to see them. Mm. You know, I want like the Hollywood medium to come up to me or something and be like, I've got to tell you, I've gotten this vision. It's such and so that wants to talk to you. They wanted me to tell you this. You know,
oh, the
I want
Hollywood
someone
medium?
Else to be a vessel.
Yeah. Do you know the guy who actually has that title? That Tyler guy.
Yeah, Tyler. What's his name?
Yeah, TLC mm-hmm. show. Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
Oh,
yeah.
I love a TLC show. Yes,
that
please.
Is such a great show. And I do truly believe that some people can talk to
absolutely.
The dead.
Absolutely. Why
I
not?
I think there's a lot of. You know, pretend ones out there for sure. I think there are a lot of people taking advantage. I mean,
it's a very easy job to scam a couple of bucks, I can imagine.
One of my aunties was actually a fake, like psychic.
Yes, psychic.
But I think was probably wearing sort of culturally appropriate clothing and operating out of a tent.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Was she actually psychic?
Not at all.
She was making a quick buck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a complete fraud and owns it to this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
That's very funny, but back onto the conspiracy of it all.
Yeah.
Do you have any other conspiracies that you just and any that you believe? Ooh. Are there any pop culture conspiracies that you're like, you know what?
Well, you know, Miguela, yeah. but
course,
we've already done a whole
true.
Segment on that. Any other ones? Can you think of any for me? Have I ever mentioned one where you've been like, oh goodness me, that
mine
what are you thinking?
Has to be that Lea Michele can't read.
I guess I am aware of that one.
If for anyone that's not aware of the lore behind that, Lea Michele, most famously on Glee as Rachel Berry,
of course.
There's this conspiracy theory that she cannot read, which I wasn't aware how that started. Do you know how that the origin of
look I think there were many situations where she was sort of asked to read something, she would avoid it at all costs. Then she was sort of asked about it, she was oddly cagey. Then people sort of put together that she was homeschooled in the theater from 8 years old, like she was a very successful child actor on Broadway. And you know, back then they didn't really have the regulations that they do now about certain number of hours of school and homework and that sort of thing. So, you know, there was sort of a chance that maybe she couldn't. And also she was taught to learn her scripts just audibly, because that's how they would teach kids.
Okay, so there's some type of legs to this theory.
There's a little bit.
Because I wasn't sure if someone just said one day, hey, you know, Lea Michele can't read. And then that was just that. I was always thinking, where did this come from?
But maybe she's cagey about it because she's just so offended by the
accusation. Maybe. But then I see all these hilarious compilation videos of Lea Michele not being able to read. And there's a whole lot of her at award shows when she's been announcing the winners, and she'll open the envelope. Every single one, she gives it to whoever else she's presenting with to read whoever won.
I mean, which is just creating a bit of like publicity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At this point, surely she's got to be, you know, going with it. If I was her, I would keep it up 100%. I would never read it. I would actually actively forget how to read just to go on with the bit. That's how far I'd take it.
I mean, maybe she's just not the best reader and doesn't want to expose that.
Yeah.
That sort of like how thing. I avoid every name on this show. I just don't want to mess it up.
That could be a thing too, I guess. That could be a thing.
Boy, I think the biggest conspiracy of our generation that we've kind of been exposed to was all of the COVID, you know, is not real conspiracy theory stuff, which was
just insane.
So insane.
So ignorant.
I mean, yeah, but it really did take over, you know, large portions of the community, which was incredibly dangerous, and the misinformation around that. But I mean, look, I was like quadruple vaxxed. I actually... I got, I think, maybe two extra. I don't know. Am I allowed to say this? I got two extra vaccines just accidentally.
What do you mean? Because how do you accidentally?
Because one of my mums, she organizes all my vaccines and always has. Like, she just took me and all my siblings to get our flu shot. Everyone should do it. Apparently, it's going to be a really bad flu season. Good thing to do if you're safe to do so. Speak to your doctor. But we went to get our, you know, COVID ones done with her. And look, she's got five kids. She forgot which ones she had already taken, and she just kind of booked me in again. And then booked me in again. And I just was going with it because I trust her with my life.
Oh, so you just thought, oh, guess there's just a lot of shots this year.
Yeah, look, I think I maybe even forgot that one happened. I was like, oh, that happened a while ago. Makes sense. Like, I would just never, I'm so pro, you know, vaccine when it's safe and right for you.
Of course, yeah.
And so I just, so I just went along
that,
with it.
What does that mean for your body?
It like means how- I have never had COVID here. I've never had it. I think the people who had the vaccine and still got it, they just didn't have enough of it. Have more of it.
That is not medical advice.
No, not at all. Only have the prescribed amount.
That is so crazy. I mean, I'm glad that your body didn't have any bad impacts from all of that, but
yeah.
I love it.
I think I was maybe a little bit sedated for some of them because I am so bad with needles that's probably why I need my mom to still be there because I pass out. I'm such a fainter.
Oh, gosh.
Ever since I was a kid, I even had a vasovagal attack once. Do you know what that is?
Oh, no. What?
Some people call it attention seeking. I call it a very serious and traumatic event. It's just like, you know, you pass out, you faint. They hit a nerve instead of a vein. It's like a one in a... So even for someone who has had a bad vaccine experience, I still sort of go, I'm going to trust science and just know that that was like a one in a gazillion chance. Absolutely. You know? And yeah. You just got to go with what the scientists and the doctors say.
Gosh, I only fainted from a needle one time, but I got a lollipop afterwards. So I kind of wish
that
I fainted more.
Did you hit your head? Did it make up for it?
Yeah, completely on the ground. But when I was a kid, every time I had to get a shot, I'd think, oh, I hope I faint so I can get a lollipop. Not quite the right logic, but I thought it worked.
We're going to go to another song. This isn't our most conspiracy theory related song, but we've just been loving it lately.
It's just a fun one.
This is Adam Lambert, If I Had You.
Welcome back to Nuvo here on Joy 94.9 with Mia and Mieta. We've been having a little conspiracy theories chat and we asked you to write in with any ghost stories, any creepy capers, any alien abductions.
Any experiences you've had.
We want to know. So someone here said they had a similar experience to what my mother had with the paralyzed and the clothes being thrown around, and they said that they heard each item in their house being taken out. Later heard that it might be weird sleep paralysis, which is
a possibility.
A possibility. Yeah. Have you ever had sleep paralysis, Mieta?
No, I sleep like the dead. I mean, once I am asleep, there's no waking
You're
me.
You're out.
That's not. I mean, an ambulance could be, you know, coming right into the room.
And
I would not.
You're out.
Yeah, no.
Fair. Yes, but it could have been sleep paralysis. I've never experienced that myself, but I have heard very scary things. Mm. So no, thank you.
Yeah,
and
no,
then.
Thanks.
We have another message here saying, when I was a small child on a family holiday, I was walking next to a chain-linked fence, running my hand behind me. Not looking where I was going, a break in the fence was coming up to let people walk through, and I bumped into something solid with my hand. When I turned to apologize to the person I bumped into, I was shocked to see no one was there. I waved around and it was just air.
Mm.
Now that would creep me out. I don't like that. I think if you're going to be a ghost, at least show yourself. Don't do this thing. Don't let me touch something solid and then all of a sudden you're gone.
Yeah.
If you're going to present yourself to me, commit.
Yeah.
You know?
Show me your face.
Yeah. Show me who I'm dealing with. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it could be muscle memory, though. Like, you just remember a feeling or something.
Yeah, you
I don't
think
know.
You felt something there.
Or do you feel like sometimes you sort of... I sometimes feel a presence. I wouldn't say I feel someone hold my hand. But I feel a presence. Like,
yeah.
I go like, oh, okay. I feel like maybe that I'm sounding like one of these conspiracy theorists.
No, sometimes I don't think so. I think that's understandable.
I go like,
oh,
I feel like maybe there's like a little bit of something around. I mean, the more I think about it, I'm superstitious.
Mm.
I really do.
I think numbers.
I feel like I do sometimes get signs. I feel like I can, I don't even know if I should say this, but sometimes I'll do like a bit of a, you know, I'll like ask to be shown a sign.
Nothing wrong with
on
that.
On something. I'll just kind of put it out there. And then sometimes I feel like I do get the message that I need.
There's a level of comfort in that, in kind of seeking out to the universe, please help me with a certain task, and just seeing what you can
receive. Do you feel like the universe responds to you ever in any way?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, okay, I think cool. If you I'm really, not going crazy. No, I don't think that's a crazy thing. I think it's a really comforting thought.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just started on the final song.
Well, here we go, everyone.
We may as well. This is our final track. Thank you for joining us. David Bowie, Life on Mars. Come back next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.